the Kingsweir to Froward Point Walk, Heritage. The first historical mention of Kingsweir is found in 1170, and a ferry has operated between there and Dartmouth from at least 1365. Always strongly linked to the sea, the village was at one time an important bunkering port, where steamships would call to take on coal. This trade declined as vessels became too large to enter the harbour. As you walk out of Kingsweir, Dartmouth Castle can be seen across the water. It was built at the end of the 15th century, although the remnants of an earlier castle built in 1388 also stand just uphill. In the 15th century, a chain was fastened across the mouth of the estuary from Dartmouth Castle to a chain tower on this side of the water, Gomerock Tower. This heavy chain could be raised to prevent entry by ships, protecting the port. Remains of the base of the tower and the blockhouse can still be seen nearer the water. Directly below your route, close to the waterline, is the smaller Kingsweir Castle, finished in 1503. The original iron cannon had to be replaced with brass guns after suffering severe corrosion from the salt water and wind. The fortification was abandoned once the development of a more powerful cannon meant the whole river could be covered by guns from Dartmouth Castle across the water. The complex at Brownstone Battery was built in 1942 as a defence against German naval attack. The site was equipped with 2 6-inch guns taken from a First World War battleship. Each gun had a range of over 14 miles and operated in tandem with a powerful searchlight situated close to the high water mark below. During the war, the battery was manned by up to 300 soldiers and the cliffs all around were strung with barbed wire. The National Coast Watch Institute station is situated at Brownstone Battery. Visitors are welcome to pop in and say hello at the lookout and to peruse the display house opposite. The hollow stone tower of the Daymark was built in 1864 as a navigational aid to shipping. It is a Grade II listed building.